At Wednesday's Sedgwick County Commission meeting, the county's 2026 recommended budget was presented. Lorianne Showalter Airy, Sedgwick County Budget Director, outline next year's budget.
The maximum proposed budget is $593,553,400 to be funded with a tax levy of $210,524,468 based on a mill levy rate of 27.881 mills, a decrease of 0.82 mills from our final 2025 rate.
The budget would add 20 additional positions for 911 while also decreasing crime prevention funds and cultural arts by $560,000. It would also cut funding to KTPS to air commission meetings by $80,000. Public hearings will be held on July 30th at 6 p.m. and finally on August 20th when the budget is adopted.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.